اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرج.
Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all, and also our brothers from Sevier International School. Welcome Fawad Haider and Salamun Alaikum.
Salam, thank you, sir.
Are
How
you good?
Are you?
Alhamdulillah, thank you so much. And brother Ali Nasser?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Great, that's great. So, brothers and sisters, thank you so much once again for joining us. So, brother Ali Nasser and Fawad Haider, today in this session, inshallah, we'll be having Ayah 115 and also Ayah 116 of Surah Al-Baqarah, and we'll have a short explanation, the same as our previous sessions, and also the Tajweed rules. We'll practice the important ones. So, brothers and sisters who are listening to us, please make sure you have your Quran with you and turn to Ayah 115 and 116 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So, we will have a listening to the recitation of this Ayah, then we'll continue our class. Alhamdulillah, nice recitation. But now we will, inshallah, have a nice recitation as well. Make sure you repeat and listen after me. Okay, Ali Nasir and Fawad, and also brothers and sisters. So, one, two, three, let's go. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ولله المشرق والمغرب.
ولله المشرق والمغرب.
فأينما تولوا فثم وجه الله.
فأينما تولوا فثم ما وجه الله.
إن الله واسع عليم.
إن الله واسع عليم.
وقالوا اتخذ الله ولدا.
وقالوا اتخذ الله ولدا.
سبحانه.
سبحانه.
بل له ما في السماوات والأرض.
بل له ما في السماوات والأرض.
كل له قانتون.
كل له قانتون.
أحسن. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. ولله المشرق والمغرب. Okay. For Allah is, or to Allah belong the east and the west and the north and the South. So it says the east and the west. Emma is all. It's just an example. Okay, saying this. So فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا. So whichever, wherever. Okay, to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south. Wherever you turn your face. Okay, you turn. There is the face of Allah. Not the face you see, okay? This face that we have now. It means there is Allah Almighty, all right? The manifestation of Allah Almighty. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah is indeed all bounteous and all knowing. Now, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. And they say, who says? The Christians and?
Jews.
Okay. And they say, Allah has taken a son. Okay? Allah has taken a son. Subhanah. Immaculate is He. Subhanallah. بَلْ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Rather to Him belongs whatever is in the heavens and the earth. كُلُّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ. All are obedient to Him. So guys, these two verses, okay, talk about so important points. Now, in the first one, it says that wherever you go, Allah is there. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are closer, okay, than his vein, okay? Than his vein. We are closer than his vein to the human being. So it means that wherever you go, we are with you. We are inside you. We are with you. So wherever you turn your face, we are there, okay? You see? So if someone asks you that, where is God? Show me. You say, فَثَمْ أَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّ. Wherever you turn your face, فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. But you need to have an understanding of Allah Almighty. You should have a belief in Allah Almighty. You should have like a knowledge about Allah Almighty, okay? So if someone doesn't have any knowledge, of course, wherever you, whatever you say, they will not believe you, okay? So you should have an understanding, okay? I told you that you need proofs, you need like evidences, okay? On this. So, إن الله واسع عليم. Allah is the all-hearing. Allah is the all-bounteous. And also Allah is the all-knowing. وَقَالُ اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. The Christians believe that who is the Son of God? Jesus is the Son of God. And also the Jewish people, the Jewish, they believe that? Uzair, Prophet Uzair is the Son of God. Okay? وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ عُزَيْرٌ إِبْنُ اللَّهِ وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَى الْمَسِيحُ إِبْنُ اللَّهِ. So they believe this. But subhanah, oh God. Why do they believe this? Because they say that, Prophet Isa alayhi salam did not have a father, so he just had a mother. So Allah Almighty is the father. Come on. What about Prophet Adam? He didn't have a dad, he didn't have a mom. So Allah is the mom and the dad, right? Subhanallah. This is a wrong belief. A kid can understand this, man. Come on. Yeah? So this is a wrong belief. بَلْ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Come on. Those who need, they will have kind of son. We need sons. We need daughters, okay, too. Our generation must be continuing, okay? Yes, but Allah does not need son. Does Allah need son?
No.
Does he need? He doesn't need anything. He has everything. So this is a wrong belief. All right. So, كُلُّ لَهُ قَانِتٌ. Everything is obedient to Allah Almighty. Okay, the sun, the stars, the moon, everything. The planets. So,
everything.
Guys, there are a lot of explanations, good explanations. I want you to refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, okay?
Inshallah.
So, we don't have much time. Our main topic is, inshallah, to practice the Tajweed rules. Now, we are going to do it.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So, brothers and sisters, make sure you stay with us till the end of this session because important Tajweed rules are going to be mentioned, inshallah, in this session. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ. Ba, when you stop here, مَغْرِبُ. So, what does the rule say, Ali Nasir? because you have a jim. So if you stop here, jim says it is jaiz. You can stop, you can continue. So if you stop, you choose to stop. So what happens? Maghribu. The harakat of ba will be changed to
sukun.
So when it is changed to sukun, another rule will be applied here as well.
Mad arad al sukun?
No. Ba is saakin here now.
Iqlab.
Good. You wanted to say qalqala, right?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, he wanted to say qalqala.
Sorry.
I said qalqala.
Okay, I'll forgive you. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
So, walillahi al-mashriqu wal-maghrib. Maghrib. So, if you continue, yeah, you don't need to do any qalqala. Fa'aynama tuwallu fa-thamma. Ghamthalain, make sure, okay. Fa-thamma. Thamma means there. Thumma means then.
Yeah.
After that. Thamma. Fasamma. Fathamma means and then there. Then there is. Okay?
Yeah.
That means you turn to east, then there is God. You turn to west, then there is God.
Everywhere.
Fathamma. Wajhullah. Waj. Jim is sucking here.
Qalqala.
Again, qala. What letters were there that we should apply qalqala or the bouncing sound?
Qaf.
Qaf, ta, ba, jim, da, these five letters. Put them together, Ali Nasir. Make words.
Qutb, jad.
Remember these two words. Qutb, jad. If you see them saakin, any of these letters, saakin, try to produce a bouncing sound, okay? Like a jump. Huh?
Yep.
Like they jump. Waj. Fawad, say this.
Waj.
Waj. Great. Ali Nasir?
Waj.
Waj. Okay, do not say waj. Waj. Do not stop here. Just bounce it a little. So, wajhullah. Inna allaha wasi'un alim. Do not say inna allaha wasi'un alim. No. The lam of the word Allah will be pronounced heavily. Why? Because we have
fatha.
A fatha sound before inna. Na. Na allaha. Not illaha. Allah and Allah will be pronounced heavily.
Heavily.
But illah is light. If there is a kasra sound. Bismillah. A'udhu billah. Right?
Yes.
Wasi'un alim. Tanween plus ayn.
Idhar.
Because ayn is from the six letters that we apply the rule idhar, which means no rule. So simply, normally you read wasi'un alim. So ayn is there. وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ. Again, the rule of Hamzatul Wasl and Mad letter. وَقَالُوا وَوْمَدْ اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ Hamzatul Wasl. And we skip Hamzatul Wasl, plus we shorten the long vowel sound, right? We don't say قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ. No, shorten the U sound. وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ. Simple, okay? Shorten the sound. وَلَدًا. If you stop, the rule of stopping says, if you stop at a word that ends with Tanween Fatha, the Tanween Fatha will be changed to?
Short vowel?
Alif.
Alif?
Mad.
Alif Mad.
Alif Mad.
Waladan will be changed to? Walada. وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدَا. And also Mad Arid Lissukun. سُبْحَانَهُ بَلَّهُ. Look, قَلَا we have here. Waladan. On the top of Waladan we have a small word written qala. So it means it's better to stop here. You can continue, but better to stop. Subhana salah is written there, okay? It's better to continue. Opposite to qala. Ballahu ma fi samawati wal ard. There is no special rule. Ard, pronunciation of the letter. Dad. And salah also it says that you have to continue. Better to continue, actually. Kullullahu qanitun. Kullun. Lahu qanitun. But you have lam. Lam says that you have to merge the tanween with me. Kullul lahu qanitun. So once now, listen with tajweed rules to these both verses of Surah Al-Baqarah.
Oh, yeah.
So Alhamdulillah, we listened. That was great. Now you've learned these two verses, how to read them with Tajweed rules. More explanations of these two verses, okay, tafsir and explanations, refer to the Tafsir book, inshallah. And also with Tajweed rules, please practice and listen. Thank you so much. If you have any questions, brothers and sisters, if you had any questions, please let us know, inshallah. And also stay with us with the coming sessions, inshallah. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجه الفرج.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان